Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you give a good clap offering to the Lord? He is worthy of it all. He is worthy of it all. You know, this is what we read in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, chapter 7, chapter 14. It says the elders, the kings, they throw their crowns before the Lord and say, "You are worthy. You are worthy." Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we are standing this morning, let us open our Bibles to the book of Joshua, chapter 7. And we are going to read a few verses from Joshua, chapter 7. Last Sunday, if you remember, we started a new series based on the life of Nehemiah that says is building a life of service. And we are going to look at another character of what happens when we are not in tune with God's plans. What will happen? So open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 7. And verses 1 to 10 we are going to read together. Read loudly in your own language or read silently, whatever you are comfortable. I'm going to read loudly from my Bible, which is the New King James Version. Let us together look to what the Word of God speaks to our hearts this morning. Joshua chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things, for Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took the accursed things, so the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, "Go up and spy out the country." So the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and they said to him, "Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few." So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, and they chased them down from the gate as far as Shebarim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell on the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening, he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, "Alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Oh, that we have been content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. Oh Lord, what shall I say when the Israel turns its back before its enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it and surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name?" So the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why do you lie thus on your face?" Father, we come before you with this word. We pray, Lord, many times, Lord, we are not right before you because we don't seek your wisdom and your direction in our lives. Many times we tend to think that we know something, and based on our limited experience, Lord, we move forward and we think that we are smarter and we know something. But many times without you, Lord, you have said we can do nothing. So this morning as we look to your word, I pray that you speak to our hearts. Lord, stir up our hearts. to know that, Father, from you comes the direction how we need to walk in our life. I pray that you bless the word, Father. Use me as a mouthpiece to speak your word to your people, Father, that they may learn and be the people of God who are doing great exploits and doing your service, oh Father. We bless you, Father. We thank you for the tithe and the offering that your people have granted, Lord. I pray that you bless them abundantly. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please take a seat. Before you, as you do that, shake the hand of your neighbor and say, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Can you say that? Say that. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. You are in a good place. I mean, a day in the courts is better than a thousand. We already heard. A thousand days, remember, is spinning out, and one day here, this is better than that. Amen. Praise God. So, as I said, last Sunday we were looking about how Nehemiah cried to the Lord when he heard about the terrible situation of Jerusalem. And ultimately, we will understand from the book of Nehemiah that prayer gave him victory over his enemies. And prayer enabled Nehemiah to achieve everything that he had prayed to the Lord. But today, one of his predecessors, by the man called Joshua, on whom the mantle of leadership over Israel was, Joshua knew the value of prayer and the necessity of prayer. Joshua was a man of prayer. He was a man of warfare. God had told him to seek my face. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 7, it says that this books of the law shall not depart from you, but you should meditate on the word of the Lord and allow me to work through you, and I will be with you. I will go with you. I will go before you. I will destroy the enemy in front of you. Joshua had great promises from God. But you know what? This story shows that Joshua lacked the leadership, because in his battle strategy, prayer was absent. He did everything as we knew somebody would do. And through this story, I want to talk to you about the importance. This is the story of Joshua and the people. You know, they are marching on in the promised land. And I want to tell you that this gives an importance of a daily self-examination of our daily walk with the Lord. Let me give you the context of the story. Joshua and the people of Israel had a huge victory in Jericho. God told them, you are not going to lift up your hand, but all that you have to do is march around the city for this many number of times, and I'm going to fight for you, and I'm going to win the battle for you. And Joshua, this was a big fortress called Jericho. And without even lifting a finger, they walked around it. The priest blew the horn. The people shouted on the seventh day, and we know that the walls came crashing down. That was a big victory. They say that there were more than 50 to 100,000 people in the city of Jericho. They killed everybody in Jericho. And this was the start of a great adventure in the promised land. God had promised their great grandfather Abraham that I'm going to give a land that is flowing with milk and honey. And this is how they are going to possess the land. They are going to destroy the enemies one after the other and take possession of the land that God had prepared for them so many years ago. So they are started right. They broke Jericho. They captured that. Rahab and her family got saved because of her faith in God. But everybody else was killed. The next target was a very small town by the name of Ai. That was located in a hill country. Joshua sent spies to the mountain pass, like before, to check out the place. How strong is the enemy? How many people are there? And they came back. It says that they were overconfident. They were brimming with confidence. And in verse number 3, they came back and said, do not let all the people go, but only about 3,000.
Only we need about 3,000 from what we can see. There are only a few people in AI. So just send a few. Don't take the entire men of the Israel army. Only 3,000 is needed. Let them go, because this will be a quick battle. We are going to get the victory. Don't just weary everybody. So there was about 3,000 people who went, men who went to fight in the before the men of AI. But do you know the truth? If you turn to Joshua chapter 8 verse 25. Joshua chapter 8 verse 25. The population of AI was 12,000 men and women. That was the actual population of the city of AI. The spies, when they saw, they felt it was only a few. Because I think it was a relative thing. They were thinking about Jericho, the big city with 50, 60,000 people. This was only a small, but actually there were 12,000 men and women in the city of AI. And they grossly underestimated the power of the enemy. They looked from a human point. They saw from a human viewpoint. They felt that there was only a few people. We can have an easy victory. And so let's just go and fill the battle. And you know what? The Israel tasted defeat for their first time in their conquest of Canaan. They tasted defeat. So let me give you some bits that you can carry with you. That there is a great importance of daily self-examination through prayer. Child of God, every day God wants to speak to you. I want you to listen to me very carefully. Every day God wants to direct your steps. Don't wait for a Sunday to hear the word of God. Because every day God wants to talk to you and give you instructions about how you should live, where you should go, what you should do. God wants to talk to you every day. How many can say amen with me?
Amen.
You know, when you look at the old Israel in the wilderness, manna came to the people every day. In the morning, they would come out of the tents, pick up the manna. That was the food for that particular day. That one day, the manna was there to feed them. And in the New Testament, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So today, we have a manna that God wants to give to us. And that manna, you should be ready to receive every day when you wake up in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, I don't know your routine. Some of us wake up, you know, alarm sounds like 10 times. You snooze it. Oh, and then you wake up, don't even have time to pray. You run and maybe do something, brush your teeth. Kids are running to the bus. You know, we are running to our workplace. We don't have time to have the manna, the heavenly food that God has prepared for us for that day. This is something I speak from my heart that God spoke to me. People are so busy in your lives. Brothers and sisters, touch your heart and see if you are guilty of this. Have you heard from God? Do you hear from God every day? Because God wants to talk to you each and every day and guide you each and every day. That is the plan of God. Every day in the morning, you need to come to God and say, Lord, speak to me, Father. Instruct me, lead me, guide me. I want to hear your word. My life is to be filled with your word. I want to be fed with your word. And that is an abundant life that you can live. Do you know why you're so lean spiritually? Your spiritual man gets leaner and leaner. Your outer man gets fatter and fatter. You know why? Because all you eat is physical food. You don't eat any spiritual food. Your lean man is growing like some of these bones that can be seen. Like a starved famine victims in Africa and many places we have seen. The bones are sticking. Everything is, that's how your spiritual man is. Because you don't feed your spiritual man on a day-to-day basis. But God wants to not only feed you, He wants to direct you. Every day. This is the plan of God. In the Psalms, it is written, God said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. This is what God's promise is. So there is an importance of daily self-examination to prayer. Why were the Israelite people, how did they get defeated? Let me quickly say. Number one, they made two great mistakes. The first mistake was that they grossly underestimated the enemy's strength. As I told you, the enemy was 12,000 plus number of people. They went with 3,000 people. How do you expect to, if you're fighting on your own, at least in a minimum, on a normal warfare, you need to know the strength of the enemy before you go to battle. In Luke chapter 14, verses 28 to 32, Jesus told us when we initiate a war with another country, He said, don't go with 10,000 people to meet the enemy who has 20,000. You need to really understand the strength of the enemy. And that you cannot do with your normal natural force. Why? Because our enemy is not flesh and blood. How many of you agree with me? How many of you think that your enemy is your spouse? Let me see that. Or your sibling or your brother. You don't have an enemy in this world. No. If you think like that, let it go. You have one enemy who is not flesh and blood. This is Satan. He is the hidden enemy. In order to understand his tactics, you need the spiritual power from God. And so, you know, we need to understand the strength of the enemy, which can only come from God. He has to give us the revelation. Every time the enemy comes with a temptation, you know that it is the enemy to withstand that. You have to and know what God's power is. So the first mistake was they underestimated the enemy's strength. But the second and bigger mistake that the children of Israel committed was they did not examine themselves. They did not check to see if God was with them in battle. Let me tell you, many times we fight our battles on our own. But God says, I will be with you in battle. I'll fight your battle if you let me. We need to let God fight the battle. Why was God not among the people of Israel? Because Israel had sinned before God. There was sin in the camp. And they had transgressed the word of God. The Bible says God told Israel had sinned. And so God cannot be in a place where there is sin. So Israel learned the high cost of disobedience and the value of prayer. And that is something we need to learn from their life. So let me quickly give you four reasons what happens when there is a lack of prayer. Today I'm talking about prayer life, your personal prayer life. What happens in your life if you do not pray and spend time in prayer to God? I'm going to mention four things. Number one, a lack of prayer makes us a target of God's anger. God is angry at us because we do not pray. Why do you say like that? Because prayer is not just talking to God. Prayer is also God talking to us. It's a two-way communication. You need to hear from God what He talks to you back. Many times we don't wait to hear from God. We are like splitting out and say, Lord, bless my family, bless my husband, bless my wife, bless my children. Amen. And you go. You don't even listen. Oh, God has something to tell you back. Hey, listen. God is saying, wait. Let me talk to you. No. Oh, I have too many things. I don't have any time to listen to what God wants to tell me. But let me tell you, God, prayer is listening to God also. That is when we meditate on God's word. God speaks to us from His word. And He gives us instructions and answers to the problems that you're facing each day in your life. Amen? How many can say amen? Amen. Your answer is not found in medical science. Your answer is not found in the university. God gives His answer through His word. And He will give you the answer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know that in Joshua chapter 6 verse 18, God had told the people, don't touch any the things because they are cursed in Jericho. Don't touch anything. They are accursed to the Lord. This belongs to this. All the things belongs to God. Do not touch. But one man. One man refused to obey the instructions of God. His desire overwhelmed him. And you know what happened? He took some things and hid it under his tent. His name is Achan. One man made a mistake. And Joshua did not even bother to think if God is with me, because God had left them because of the sin of one man. It made God angry. If God is angry with you, let me tell you, you are in a dangerous place. That's not a good place to be. Sometimes you need to understand, if God is angry with me because I am deliberately disobeying God, we need to understand that. We need to have an open line of communication, that God will tell us what His requirements are. We need to deepen our relationship with God. And as we come closer to God, we can hear His heartbeat and we can hear what He wants to talk to us. And so let me tell you, when you do not pray to God, you are sinning before God. Samuel prophet said, I cannot sin by not praying for you. Many times you don't pray, you are committing sin. I'm telling you today, brothers and sisters, if you don't pray, you are sinning before God. And God is angry because you don't have Him in your equation, in your life. You are moving without God. Amen. The next point I want to say, what happens is that a lack of prayer leaves us with only a limited sight of guidance. You know, Joshua needed some information about Ai. And he thought that whatever the information the spies brought him were enough, because he had his experience from Jericho. So he said, oh, this is not, you know, you don't need to get God in the act, because we can do it. It's a small place, but you know what? And Joshua looked to his spies and to his leaders for wisdom. Many times we look to man for wisdom. But I'm telling you, more than man, God is the one, because when God gives us the instruction, that is the best one. And I'm telling you, this is the answer for many of us today. The answer is in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. This is the word that I took into my heart and I was looking for answers. The word of God says, in all your ways you acknowledge Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways you acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. God will direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if you don't trust Him, a lack of prayer leaves us with very limited sight for guidance. We don't see enough to know the real story. The third thing is that a lack of prayer puts us in danger with enemies that are unseen. You know, Joshua sent a small number of people to attack Ai. But what happens? They thought they can fight the battle with their own strength. They went to Ai. It was a small place. But what happened? When they went, it says that they were defeated by the enemy. And it says that 36 people were killed. 36 men died. When you are disobedient to God, let me tell you this. Somebody pays a price for that. Maybe it is you who pray, or your family, or somebody. Here in this case, 36 men lost their life. That day, 36 widows were created. 36 or more children did not have their fathers, because they had died in the battle because of the sin of one man and the sin of one leader who did not look to God for guidance. Brothers and sisters, let me again stress how important it is for you to turn to God for guidance in your life. Because no matter if you see the enemy and say, with my experience I can do it. No, God has to work for you. Many times we are exposed to the enemy, but you don't have the power when God is not with you. The fourth and the final thing is there, but there's a good news in the story. Even though Joshua did not pray, but it says that he came back to the Lord. In verse number 6, it says that Joshua tore his clothes and he fell on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening. The whole day he was lying before the ark asking God, Lord, what is it? What happened? Where did I go wrong? Brothers and sisters, I know some of you, your lives have turned around and you are not in a happy situation. You may not tell somebody, but God knows it. You know, it is time for you to lay yourself bare before God and say, Lord, where have I gone wrong? You need to look back in your life. There is something gone wrong somewhere. You have changed of the mark. That there is a way to reach God, but you have taken an exit. You have taken a detour. You have gone someplace and you need to find out where you have lost track of being in the will of God. You need to understand, am I in the God's will or am I doing my own thing? Because we need to come back to prayer. Because even if a defeat happened for Joshua, it was not permanent. He fell before God. God told him why he got defeated. Because there was sin in the camp. Sin prevents God from working in your life. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, if there are secret sins in your life, I am telling you, God will not bless you. Let me repeat again. If there is sin in your life, God will not bless you. If there is sin in your heart, God will not hear your prayer. The Bible says, not me, but the Bible says, Psalmist says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If you have sin in your life, God is not hearing your prayer. You may pray loud, but the words are not going above the roof. God is not hearing your prayer. God is not blessing your life. You are struggling every day, but because there is sin, you are limited and you cannot do anything to God. But there is a way out. What is the way out? Is to come back to God through repentance. Joshua repented. He said, I come back to God, Lord. And I want to know what exactly happened in my life. And God showed him that there's one man who coveted the things and broke the commandment of God, and he kept things in his camp, and that is why God had left them, and that is why they were defeated. You know, Israel failed before God. Let me just close here, and I want you to think about it. Let me tell you very, very seriously, this is the word of the Lord. Don't take it, don't hear from one ear and go from here. I want you to really hear what God is telling you. And this is it. Moving forward without prayer will guarantee failure in your life. If you move forward without prayer, that will guarantee that your life will have failure. You will be a failure in your life. Because even from the story, people died, family suffered, God did not get the glory. But when you meditate on God's word and go to God's word in prayer, He will make us a success in our life. When Israel fell down on the knees and followed the plan of God, you know, in the next story, which I don't want to go in, God helped them to overcome their enemies. God fought the battle. God gave them the strategy how to fight the next battle. They won the battle next. So let me come back to our reality. Many times we have heard that we all hear, but we don't do. I've heard it. People speak all the time when we meet, and I heard it that some people spoke even in the last night that we hear, but we don't do. So we need to do what we hear. We need to act on the word of God. When God speaks to you, you should be able to hear and do it. So what can we do today to get right with God? Are you willing to take what God wants you to tell? This is what the word of the Lord says. Number one, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Don't be proud before God. Don't keep a stiff neck and stand straight and say, look at me, I am somebody. No, we are nobody. We are a handful of dust. Humble before God. Number one. Number two, admit to God that you do not know the way to go. Lord, I don't know what is my next step. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring to me. I don't know. We need to admit to God. I want every eyes to be closed right now. Every head to be bowed down. I want us to say, Lord, I come before you. I want you to think about the sins in your life. If there is a sin that is lurking and in your life that you are being reminded in your conscience, God's Spirit is reminding you, my son, my daughter, this is the sin. Maybe it is a lack of prayer. Maybe it's a lack of hearing from God. Maybe it's a lack of obedience to God's word. Maybe it's a lack of holiness in your life.
Maybe there is some addiction in your life. Maybe there is a sin in your life that you are having and you're bringing every day.
You know, you need to admit that you do not know the way to go. And you need to obey the direction from God. You need to get rid of sin from your life. And you need to watch how God is going to do a miraculous. God is going to make us victorious.
You know, the word of God says, thanks be to God that through Jesus we get victory each and every day. We need to be victorious to God.
Let me tell you also one thing. I'm also talking to the church today. One of the reasons our church is not being effective the way it should be is because there is sin in the camp.
There is sin in the camp, and God is not able to use us as a collective body in Christ to do the great exploits that God wants to do us. If we were in the Old Testament, many of the Achans would have been killed and buried underground by now. But God's grace and His forbearance and His long suffering and His mercy and His grace is there that we are still alive and we are declaring. But I'm telling you, if there is sin, our church is also affected because we have a collective body of Christ. So as individual believers, I want us to examine our lives, because we have a spiritual enemy and we are battling with that enemy. Is there any sin in your life today? I want you to confess before God. Let every eyes be closed. I want us to close every eye right now. Come before the Lord right now. Can we join before God? Hallelujah. You know, Job asked a question to God. How many are my iniquities and my sin? Make me know my transgression and my sin. We read that in Job 13:23. He asked, Lord, how many are my sins? Make me to know my iniquities and my transgressions. The psalmist says in Psalms 19:12, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Lord, cleanse me from my secret faults. Psalms 26:2 says, examine me, O Lord. Prove me. Try my mind and try my heart. Prove me, Lord. Examine me today. And we know the verse in Psalms 139 where the psalmist says, search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. See if there is any wicked way in me and lead me to the way everlasting. Can we all stand up on our feet as we are going to sing our final song right now? This is a song of prayer, and I want you all to stand up and just declare to God. Can we just lift up our hands, everybody? An act of lifting your hand is an act of surrender. We are saying, Lord, I need you. I need your help. I need you daily in my life. I cannot do it on my own. Can you just lift up your hands, everyone? All across the sanctuary, every hand. Can we lift up, everybody, can you lift up your hands to the Lord? Can you just pray for a moment? Lord, I'm surrendering before you. Lord, search me, O Lord. Search me, O Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. Lord, cleanse me from all my secret faults. See, Lord, if there is any wicked way in me. Do I have any addictions in my life? Maybe my friend, my spouse, my children don't know it. Is there any addictions that I need to get right with you? Lord, I confess before you. I need you, Lord. Lord, I need you. Can you just all of you say, Lord, I need you, Father. I need you. I cannot go without you. Every day I need you, Father. Every step I need you. I need you to guide me each and every day. I cannot move without you. My journey, my spiritual journey upon this earth. Lord, I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and can you just say, Lord, I need you. Everyone, can you just say, Lord, I need you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I need you. I need you in my life. I need you in my job. I need you in my family. I need you in my personal purity before God. I need you as I walk this journey, Lord. Lord, I need you to be close to me, to guide me, to lead me. Lord, to walk beside me, Father, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I need you. Hallelujah. Can we just sing and worship the Lord at this time?
Would I come? I confess.
Everyone, let's all sing together.
Loving you, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart, and you're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. Facing runs deep, your grace is more, and grace is far, is where you are.